Hello. GWA backstage. How are you all lovely? Oh, fucking hell. My charger is being a shithead. You're being an absolute shithead. Okay. Sorry about that. My laptop is dying and my charger is being a shithead. Like I said. Okay. How is everyone doing on this lovely day, night, morning, evening? I don't even know. It's currently 2:00 in the morning and I'm just kind of sitting around and I can't go to sleep, so I'm gonna do a motherfucking questionnaire. It's Deadly Lucky Sevens jackpot questionnaire. Grief. Okay. Yeah. I'm just gonna jump into it because I'm bored, and yeah, questionnaires are fucking awesome, and this is a new one, so I'm gonna do it. part one, the sensual questions. I would, if you could see me wink, I would be winking. I can't wink. Question one. Oh geez. Describe your most romantic date. If you haven't been on one, describe your ideal romantic date. Well, I'm gonna do both. Because, I mean, I've been on dates, but I don't know. I don't necessarily understand what would be romantic. Like, I don't know, romantic, goodness. Do I even know what romance is? I'm just gonna say an ideal date, not a romantic one. I'm not a very romantic-ish person. I'm usually the one to, like, veer off from that, just because that's me. But my ideal date is, like, being home. Because I'm homebody, so I feel, like, more comfortable and would be able to, you know, relax. I don't have to fucking dress up for some dinner, although I don't mind it. It's just, like, I wouldn't want to do that every day. Like, if it was just an ideal date, like, I would even make my first fucking date at my house be like, yo, we're gonna take out, we're gonna have some takeout, fucking Netflix. No, well, I don't have Netflix because I'm a broke-ass student, but, just, like, watch movies and stuff like that, talk, blah, 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 blah. That would be a pretty good date. My most romantic date, I have no freaking idea because I've only gone on, like, 2 dates that have significantly remember. One was more romantic than the other, so I'm gonna say this one when I was, like, 12 or 13, and I was, like, I think he was my first, no, he wasn't my first boyfriend, he was my second, and I remember it specifically. We went, I met him at my dad's job, or he met me there, and he was with his dad, and, like, his dad asked me all these questions, like, oh, what are you guys gonna do, blah, 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 he needs to be back by this time, and I was just like, okay. So we went and got sushi, and, like, sat in the park, and ate it, and talked, and that was pretty fun. Yeah, that was, like, the most romantic date I've ever been on. But it wasn't even romantic, it was just kind of like a cute, flirty type of date. It wasn't, like, romantic. Then again, I don't know what the fuck romance is, so, yeah. Spent too long on that one question. Question two, if you were if I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? I don't really like flowers because they die too quickly. If you want to get me something that I'd like, I'd say chocolate or, like, food. If you want to get me something that's romantic and something that I will cherish, it would be food. So, but I don't even have a favorite flower. Roses die, like, in 2 days. Not even. I do like Easter lilies, but, I mean, yeah, I'm not, like, that big of a fan of flowers. I don't know. Because people say, oh, they smell nice, but I actually don't smell. They smell like water and dirt to me. Flowers kind of smell like water and dirt, which I don't mind the smell, but it's not like, oh my god, this is like the most amazing smell I've ever smelled ever. So yeah, I'm not like that big of a flowers fan, and I don't have a favorite flower. So if you want to win my heart, fucking food, bruh, food. Question 3. Which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with your partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym,
no,
staying home and watching Netflix, playing video games, doing outdoorsy stuff like fishing, hiking, camping, etc., or just working on chores or projects around the house. Ideal way, staying home. I would lean more to playing video games, because if I had that opportunity to play video games, I would fucking take it in a heartbeat. So, yeah. But watching Netflix, watching movies, because I do not have Netflix. So, staying home, doing cuddly shit. Question 4.
Oh, Lord.
What is this? What is the sweetest thing anyone has ever said / done to you? Oh boy. Well, said, there has been a lot of nice said things to me. I don't know if I want to say it. I don't know, he just complimented me a lot, and yeah, just a lot of sappy stuff. I don't know, I don't want to say it, because every time I think about it, I just want to giggle, and yeah, do I want to say it? They just complimented me on how amazing I am, and how happy I make them and stuff. It's really... That was, like, this... like, one of the few things that particular person has said about me. Like, the sweetest thing ever, like... Yeah, no one is ever going to top that, I don't think. So yeah, question 5. What is your favorite, what is your favorite romantic comedy type movie? Do not have one. Next question. Let's say you are on a really big first date, and you really want to impress the other person. You both ordered the lightly seared salmon. The waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose for you and your date? Well, I would choose water, because water is good for you. No, I don't drink, so I know nothing about alcohol at all. I don't like the taste. Except I'm gonna sound like a fucking basic bitch by saying this, but I do not care, because it's the only alcohol that's tasted good. is cranberry and vodka. That's the only alcohol that I can, I can take. It's not something that I, really like, but it's, the tastiest one that I've tried. And I've tried a lot. And I don't like it. I either don't like the smell, the taste, or both. So, we could get a vodka and cranberry. Either that or water. I'd prefer water, because, yeah, I'm not an alcohol person. Question 7. Okay. This one is seriously going to hit to home for some people, but it's important to be honest with yourself. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant, or do you feel you do just fine and there's nothing wrong with you? It's clearly the other person's fault. Okay. I don't know. I've been in a couple of relationships when I was younger, when I was between the ages of 12 and 15, and so that was, four to 6 years ago, and, if I did that correctly in my brain, I don't know, but I was 12 to 15, not even 15, I would say, but yeah, in my young teenage years, and, I don't know, they were all kind of shite. I dated one guy who was, my first boyfriend, and we never kissed, we never went on a date, we never did anything, we never hung out, it was just, school, and that's it. We Skyped sometimes, but, and then, he broke up with me 8 times. I did count, and I will never forget it, but he broke up with me 8 times, and, yep, I went back to him 8 times. Until I figured it was enough, because, you know, the 9th time that he asked me out, I was just like, no, you know what, no, just no, I do not like you, you need to fuck off real quick. Second boyfriend was a man whore. Yeah, he was a horrible man whore. I was 13, I think he was 14 or 15, and I remember him, he just broke up with me, and he started liking my best friend, or already did, or something like that. Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. And so my friend asked me if it was okay to date him. I was like, sure, go for it. I mean, you're making a huge mistake, but, you know, because he was already a man whore. He already dated my other best friend, and he cheated on her, and then he came to me, and then, I don't know how the relationship ended, I can't remember. It just ended, I guess, and then he started dating my other best friend, and then, a day or two after he started dating her, he came up to me and was like, I still like you, and tried to kiss me, and it was so fucking weird. I told her, well, I got home and texted her, and I was like, your boyfriend tried to kiss me, and you're dating a man whore, and yeah, he was like a shithead. Our relationship only lasted about, 2 months, and the other guy, if I was to total up the time, I'd say 2 months as well. So, no, I wouldn't say 2 months, I'd say 3.5, 4. I've had a couple of friends with benefits, and only one I've had sex with. The others were, two friends with benefits was, when I was young, 13, and nothing serious happened. It was, a little touching, and that's it. So I don't even know if I can say friends with benefits, but, yeah. Yeah, but to get to the point, I've never had a serious relationship, so I wouldn't know what type of person I am. And if I was to base it off of my relationships when I was fucking 13 years old and, like, I was, like, a little bitch and I was dumb, I'd say I was too needy. Yeah, I would say that. I guess. I don't know. I don't know what type of person I am in a relationship. I spent too long on that. Question two. Silly questions. Yay. Wait a second before we go any further. I need to check how long this is. Okay, it's not that bad. Question one. If your vagina had a name, what would it be? Oh my good lord. I don't know. It's not gonna be that, by the way. I don't know. I've never thought about that. I just think, like, not to seriously judge anybody, but I think it's kind of lame, or not lame, I think it's kind of silly if someone names their penis, like, a serious name, or not penis, but, yeah, genitals. I just know that guys usually name their parts. I've never really heard of girls naming their parts. The wet hose. I don't know. That wasn't creative at all. I just wanted to say something wet, because some wet something, because my vagina is probably almost always wet. So, I don't know. The wet soaker. I don't know. Question two. Fuck one, kill one, Marilyn. Ronald McDonald, Spock, and Bigfoot. I would kill Ronald McDonald, because I feel like he's a fucking creep. Spock, I would marry, and Bigfoot, I would fuck. God. That would be some hairy ass sex. And I'm like, I'm 5'3", and he's probably like 10 foot something, and it would be seriously fucked up if we was to have sex. Like, I don't even know, his dick is probably like the size of his motherfucking forearm. So, like, no, that would be super painful. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to marry Bigfoot. So I think, yeah. Question three, if you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? Oh. Oh. I don't know. I have to consider my size. Like, I'm tiny. So I'm looking at my hand. My hand is pretty tiny, but I've always looked at my hand and, like, I would want my dick to be this size, because I think it's a reasonable size. Let's see, I have a ruler, I think. We're gonna measure this shit in inches. Okay, let's do it from the bottom. So, yep, it's just about 7 inches. I'd say, like, 6.7 inches. So, yeah, just about 7 inches. I think I would want my penis to be that size. I don't know, but, like, erect or not erect? I'm guessing not erect. I don't know, but my penis would be really small if it wasn't erect. So I'm guessing that question is for erect penises. Yeah, I wouldn't want an extremely small dick, and I wouldn't want an extremely large one. I think I would want one, like, below, like, a little bit below average. So, yeah, I'm giving myself slightly smaller penis than other people, but I don't care. I would be proud of my penis. So, yeah. Question. Fuck off, you motherfucking siren, bitch. Oh my god, they want to piss me off today. Question four. There is no escape. You must choose to be attacked by either one. I've been asked this question before. But yeah, you must choose between. You must choose to be attacked by either one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. Which would you choose? Except the other question was like 12 duck-sized horses. And I would definitely go for the one horse-sized duck. Like, that shit can just be kicked around. You can't kick around 200 duck-sized horses. Like, what? That is a hell of a lot of animals on your ass. Like, whereas you can just kick a fucking horse that's, like, half your fucking size. Not even half, like, a quarter. Like, bro, that's really fucking tiny. Whereas, like, you have these ginormous ducks, 200 to be exact, on your ass. You will most certainly 140% die. Like, there is no escaping that. Whereas, you could probably just, like, squish the fucking horse. So, yeah. A horse, one horse-sized duck. Yeah, I would, oh wait, I messed up that question. I'm thinking 200 horse-sized ducks and one duck-sized horse. Okay, mix that up. So, just discard that. One horse-sized duck or, are 200 duck-sized horses. No, I'd still go with the one horse-sized duck now. Because, I mean, it's one thing. Like, I don't think I can be able to, like, try. I don't think I would be able to survive 200 things on my ass. So, I'd rather just, like, beat up the duck. Even though I have a fear of ducks. I have a traumatizing childhood memory of ducks. So, it would be really hard, and I'd probably surrender really easily, but I'll go with the horse-sized duck. Fuck, that's like a fucking nightmare. Question 5. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore, or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? For, like, the rest of your life, or, like, in a day? I'm gonna go with a day, because the question before that had a day, so I'm gonna say in a day. I'm gonna go with the first one. The second one seems intense. I don't know, but I do like really intense orgasms, so I don't know. But 30 minutes is really long, and only having one for a day? I mean, not that I masturbate a lot at all, so I don't know why I'm complaining. I would go for the first one. Because I have an unlimited amount doesn't mean that I have to have a lot. So, yeah. And you did not specify that it's not, it can't be an intense orgasm. So, picking you out. 6. Your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you? I don't know. like, would they want me to dress up like those really creepy looking clowns that have like the fluffy pants and shirt and like put the makeup on and the weird hair on, or like I can put like a sexy outfit? Either which way, I kind of feel like it would be weird, so I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that. Probably not. 7. If you discovered a time machine that would allow you to bang one historical figure, meaning for bragging rights, who would you choose and why? I really wish I read through these questions so I had, like, answers prepared. I do not know. Fuck, I don't know. I was never good at history, so I don't really know any historical figures that I think... Well, I know historical figures, but I don't know any that I would want to bang. I'm gonna go with something retarded and just say Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Edison. Be like, yeah, I fucked the guy who made the light. Did he make electricity? Is that the same guy? I don't even know. Part three, sexy questions. If you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in harrowing detail. I do not have any toys. So, what toys would you like to try? Well, the top of my list is a butt plug. I really want to try those. They seem like, even, yeah, I feel very iffy about anal. Like, I do like it when it's, like, fingers and, like, small things. But, like, I don't know about the whole, like, full-on penis going into my ass. I don't know how pleasurable that would be for me. But I do like the sensation of, like, fingers or... I don't know, I've only had fingers and, like, a hairbrush handle in my ass, and, yeah, I do like it to a certain extent. I'm not gonna say, like, I love having anal sex or anything, but I do want to try a butt plug. Those seem kind of fun, and, like, I have fantasies where I'd be wearing it and just be, like, in class or something, or out in public wearing that, and... butt plug, something that vibrates, definitely something that vibrates, and, I don't know, I don't really know much about toys, I don't know much about the toys, but something that vibrates, and, like, a butt plug. Or get a butt plug that vibrates. Question two. In detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true one day. Jesus. Well, I have a lot. Like, for the fact that I would like to have sex. Like, again... Because I've only had sex once, and, you know, I think I want to experience more of the, like, foreplay I'd like to explore, and different positions, and, you know, not have sex be painful, because, I mean, it was good for the most part, but, like, there was a big chunk of when I first had sex, it was painful. It was painful. it got better at the end, but then it stopped, and then it was just like, me, I wanted more, and, you know, but I would like to have sex more. That's, like, a fucking fantasy of mine. But, like, big fantasies of mine is, like, on the verge of getting caught. Like, at times I do seem like I don't like it, but I do, but I don't. Like, it depends. Like, I would like to have sex in a movie theater. I wouldn't want it to be a busy movie, because that would be, no. I've wanted to have sex there. I've wanted to have sex in a kitchen. Even though, fucking hell, you would cook in there, but I don't give a shit. I have so many fantasies. I don't know. Like, holy crap. Like, that's... But I would put, like, doing naughty things in a movie theater, I'd put that on the top of my bloody list. Because, oh my god, that is, like, the hottest fantasy of mine. I have an audio. Go check it out. Self-promotion. fun fact, I actually recorded that in a movie theater. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm a really big fantasy of doing stuff in a movie theater. Oh my god, it's like, yes. Question 3. Do you prefer to be natural, clean shaven, or do you have a specific pubic hairstyle? What do you prefer in a partner? I don't know. I don't have preferences. For me though, I mean, I also don't have a preference because I don't have a partner to, like, you know, shave it or do it in a specific style or anything. I do, recently I've been discovering that I do like clean shaven, or I would do it in a design, but I'm not that, I don't want to go through all that for myself, so I just rather just shave it all off type of thing. But I do like it when I shave, you know, because I can masturbate better and, you know, hair getting in the way and, ugh. But I do, most of the time I go natural because I just don't have anybody to impress or anything, or people don't have preferences of me, so I don't have to do anything. It's just like, why shave it when you don't need it to be shaven? Unless you have a preference for it, which sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't. Though I do have to shave because it's getting long. Not long, not scary long. Like, it's just, you know, needs a trim. Oh, that's something I prefer. I don't necessarily have to have it clean shaven, but I do like it trimmed. And, like, having long pubic hair is kind of gross. So I do like it trimmed. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go with that style. The trimmed style. And for a partner, I don't really care. As long as it's not too freaking bushy. Like, I'm getting fucking pubic hair in my mouth when I'm going down on you. Because that's happened before and it was so gross. But as long as I'm not getting pubic hair in my mouth, then I'm fine. As long as it's not, like, unruly and, like, crazy, like, you're braiding it, like, although I don't know. I wonder how it looks like when it's braided. That would be a cool-ass design. Yeah, I don't know. Don't have a preference as long as it's not, like, really gross, as long as you keep it clean. You wash your pubic hair and your private parts, then yeah. Oh damn, I'm an old lady. Okay, question 4. If you're having some personal time and not in any rush, do you explore your various erogenous zones as a type of masturbation foreplay, or do you just jump into the main event? Okay, I kind of feel stupid that I don't know what this word means, so I'm gonna search it up really quickly. Erroneous. Is an area of the human body that has heightened sensitivity. The stimulation, which may generate a sexual response, such as relaxation and the production of sexual fantasies, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, that's an interesting word. I really like that word. I've seen it before, but I've just never thought about it. Erogenous is how you pronounce it, or is it erroneous? It has a G in it, so I'm guessing it's erogenous. My nips. No, my boobs. I like touching my boobs. Like, but that's also, like, a normal thing. Like, watching movies, I have the urge to just grab my boob. Like, sit back, grab the boob. Good day. But, yeah. Nipple play is really nice. There's also a part, like, just above my, like, oh my god, so many noises outside. It's snowing, so I'm guessing they're shoveling. But, there's a spot, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of ladies have that. I'm not sure, I'm not very positive, because when I told the friends with benefits that I lost my virginity to about it, he thought it was really fucking weird, and he didn't understand why I liked it so much. But there's this area, like, below your stomach, above your pubic area, your private parts, like, I like, it's really, really sensitive there. Whenever you touch it, my area, it just convulses, because it's so sensitive, and being touched there is, like, it's almost orgasmic. Like, I could orgasm if you just touch it. But, I mean, maybe not, I don't know. But it's a really sensitive spot, and it gets me going a lot. I do that stuff. Question 5, would you go into a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex? I can't fucking speak. If so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? I've only been into a sex store once, and it was, like, it was more of a laughing joke than, like, oh my god, I'm getting so turned on by this. I went with my roommate, because there's, like, a sex store right across the street, and we went in there, like, one night after we came from the movies, and it was just, like, it wasn't super awkward with her, because, I mean, we know about all this stuff, and we're fucking an adult, so, like, whatever. But it was just funny, because, like, the guy that was working there was so serious about it. He was just, like, he was showing us sex toys that were, like, fucking $200, but, he was just showing us, and he was, like, oh, touch this, feel it, and we were just, like, it was really funny. But with the opposite sex, I don't know. Sure, if y'all want to go in, let's go. And I wouldn't purchase anything because, I don't know, I've never been interested in owning a sex toy. I mean, I have, but I just am too scared to own one because, you know, when the time comes, I'm going to have to go back to my parents for the summer. And where the hell am I going to store or hide a sex toy? Like, I might put it in my bag, but I know, like, my parents go through my stuff sometimes. I mean, they might not do it now because I'm 18 or whatever, but they might do it. So, and I know the nanny that we had beforehand was very pokey. Like, she was pretty pokey. And, I don't know. I would have a sex toy, but I don't know. I'm too nervous, and I feel like a kid, and I don't know where I would hide it, so, yeah. Question 6. Let's say you're in line at a convenience store, and you recognize one of your favorite GWA heartthrobs by their voice, and you absolutely know for sure that it's them, and they look exactly how you imagined them. What do you do? I'd go up to them and fucking kiss them. No. I mean, I probably would. But I don't know. I would feel really awkward to go up to someone and be like, because I wouldn't, even though I do post from GWA, I feel like it would be extremely awkward for me to run into someone who also posts there that I recognize their voice. And I wouldn't want to go, like, oh, you post on GWA, so do I. Like, I feel like it would just be awkward for them. So, I don't know. I would say hi. Maybe, I don't know, because I have a lot of GWA people that I like, so, voices-wise, so, I don't know. Depends on the person. most of them I'd probably go like, oh, you post on GWA, I recognize your voice, I will also post there. make sure my phone's ready to pause this. Question 7, which is also the last question. This is a bit more of a challenge than a question. Have an orgasm while reading the sonnet by Shakespeare. Okay. So I can't read, I can't do that, because, I mean, yeah. I can't, because thin walls and stuff, and people are probably sleeping, and I don't want to disturb them. I mean, I'm probably fucking disturbing them now by talking, so maybe I can record an audio like that when I get time and am in the mood. So, yeah, this was fun. Yeah. yeah, that was really fun. So thank you for your questionnaire. Your questionaries. Yeah. Hope y'all have a good night, because I'm apparently staying up. So, yay for insomnia.